In the meantime, we keep on praying for all who used to be with us. Many who were in the past are not able now, but we should keep on praying for them.
现在呢，我们要为那些过去呢经常加入我们的，但现在呢可能加入不了，也各方面的原因，所以我们应该为他们祷告。
So let's ask the Lord to bless us this evening, and then we'll get into our studies.
因为我们的祈求主来赐福给我们今天晚上，然后开始我们的学习。
Lord, we are thankful for the Word of God and for the privilege of studying it.
所以主啊，我们也感谢神的话，也感谢我们有这样的荣幸，就可以学习。
And it's true, Lord, we wouldn't know how to live if you didn't tell us.
所以主啊，这也是个真的，如果您不教导我们，我们都不知道怎么去活。
We're like little children. We thank you that you taught, we had parents who taught us how to live. We pray that you will teach us how to live as Christian.
所以主啊，我们呢，就像小孩子一样，当我们是小的时候呢，我们有父母教导我们怎样去生活。那么说呢，也求您教导我们，就是作为基督徒该怎样生活。
And so, Lord, we just pray that you will bless us now.
对主啊，我们就祷告，您现在就赐福给我们。
You gave us a good day yesterday. We thank you for that.
您赐给我们昨天美好的一天，我们为此感恩。
And some of us have been able to be in some meetings today, and we thank you for blessing there.
现在有些人呢，今天呢，就是说是也可以参加我们的学习，我们也感谢您的赐福。
But we pray especially that you will teach us tonight.
所以呢，我特别的呢，祷告，今天晚上您会教导我们。
And so we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, we're studying in the book of Ephesians, and tonight it is chapter 5.
因为我们一直在学习以弗所书，今天晚上呢是第五章。
So we've learned about what the Lord would like us to be in our private lives. That's chapters 1, 2, and 3.
因为我们学到呢，主想要我们在我们的个人生活中呢，应该是怎么样子的？这是一二三章。
We've learned about how we should behave in the assembly in the first part of chapter 4.
就在那个第四章的前半部分文呢，我们学到呢，我们怎样在那个教会里怎样去生活。
And then in the latter part of chapter 4, and last week, we were learning about the plan of God as we reach out into our worldly contacts.
然后呢，就是那个第四章的后半部分呢，我们学到呢，就是说是在神的那个光照下，我们怎样在这个世界里怎样生活。
And in particular, last week, we focused much on the fact that the truth of God is to be paramount in our language, in what we say. We're to be continually led by the Spirit of God in our conversation.
所以上个星期呢，就是说，特别的是我们也学到了，就是说是在我们的那个人生中，我们应该怎样去做。特别的是呢，就是我们的说话，我们的交谈，所以我们必须要用圣灵，让圣灵呢引导我们所有的谈话。
And so we got down to verse 20 of chapter 5 last week, and the theme there is giving thanks always to God for all things.
因为上个星期呢，我们学到了第二十节，二十节呢，这个主题呢，就是说是在凡事要向神感恩。
It is amazing that the Christian is a thankful person.
这个非常神奇的是呢，基督徒都是一些感恩的人。
The psalmist was thankful to the point where he was praising the Lord.
所以呢，那些诗人呢，他们感谢主，感谢到一个程度呢，他们赞美主。
And we should be the same.
我们应该也做同样的事。
So I probably told you about 30 years ago, knocking on the door of a friend of mine.
对的，可能跟大家讲过，就是很多年前呢，我有一天呢去敲我朋友的门。
He was an older man. He was only going to be living a few more years. And when I knocked on his door, I could almost see him lying on the front room floor.
这个里面他也是一个年纪非常大的人，可能呢，活不了几年了。但我敲门的时候呢，我基本上能够从门缝里看到他躺在门口的地板上。
So when he came to the door, I commented, and I said to him, were you lying on the floor doing some exercises?
所以呢，当他呢来开门的时候呢，我就跟他讲，我说你在那个就是地板上躺着是在做锻炼吗？
And his answer was, yes, I was. I was doing some exercises. But he said, I also was thanking the Lord for all the things that aren't wrong with me.
他说的是的，确实是我在做一些锻炼。但是同样呢，我躺在地上呢，我也是要感谢主。感谢主就是说为我人生里一切的不对的事情感谢主。
Now it's true that he was sick and weak, but he was humble enough to say, thank you, Lord, this is not wrong with me. That's not wrong with me.
所以这个里面呢，他呢就是说是啊，他也年纪大了，他很弱，也很生病了，所以呢，他呢就是说是，这个时候呢，他跟主说呢，感谢主，这在我人生里呢也不是不对，在那里也不是不对。
And sometimes I think I am a very fortunate man.
有时候呢，我认为我是一个非常幸运的人。
Some of you know that I've spent a lot of time in hospital in the last few years, and in particular, I have had many, many tests.
现在就是说，过去几年呢，我去过几次医院，在医院里呢，我有很多很多的测试。
And those tests have proven that there's a lot of things about me that aren't wrong, and I'm very, very happy.
所以这就是要去证明呢，就是我身上呢有很多很多东西呢都是不对的，所以呢我就非常非常高兴。And
it isn't just that I don't feel sick, it is also that I've been proven to be healthy in so many ways, and for that I can give thanks.
所以这样呢，就是说是不仅仅是说我感觉很弱，同样的那些东西呢，都证明呢我确实是身体方面有些地方不对劲，所以呢我为此呢向神感恩。So
that's thankfulness for all the things in me and thankfulness for the opportunity to speak things that are of value.
所以这个呢，就是说是也感谢，感谢呢，就是说一切在我身上发生的事情，也感谢那些一切在我身上发生的有价值的事。
But now verse 21 moves us on to a new theme.
那第21节呢，现在呢，到了一个新的主题里面了。
And that theme is submitting to one another in the fear of God.
那个就是呢，要当存敬畏的心，彼此顺服。
What is a sign of maturity in the Christian life?
所以基督徒人生的成熟的标志是什么？
And it is the attitude of submission to the will of God for the life.
所以在人生里呢，就是说是顺服神的旨意。
So there are three great themes now that we'll go to: the submission of the wife to the husband, the submission of the child to the parent, and the submission of the employee to the employer, the servant to the boss.
有几个方面的要顺服。首先呢，妻子呢要顺服丈夫；第二个呢，就是说是孩子们要顺服家长；第三个呢，就是说作为雇员要顺服他们的老板。
All of this foundational to our general responsibility to be submitting, verse 21, one to another.
所以这个呢，所有的就是总的来说呢，在21节里讲到的呢，我们要彼此顺服。
It would be easy, especially in the Christian family, in the assembly, it would be easy for some people to say, I'm the boss here, you must submit to me.
所以呢，也很容易，就是作为基督徒，那时候在家里或者在那个教会里，说我是这里的老板，所以你们都要顺服我。
That's the way it is in the corporate world, but that's not the way it is in the Christian world.
这个是在那个公司的这个世界里是这样的一个行事方式，但是在基督徒的世界里却不是这样。
So first of all, the role of submission in the in the marriage life.
首先呢，就是说在你婚姻生活里的要顺服的。
So first of all, the role of the wives. It says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife.As also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
你刚才读的二十二、二十三、二十四节，二十二节说呢，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Now this is the teaching of Scripture. It's not the teaching of our culture.
所以这是呢，就是圣经里的教导，并不是我们的文化里教导我们这样做的。
Our culture for the last almost century has been fighting this line tooth and nail, basically saying that the wife is in no way to be subject to the husband.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们的这样的文化呢，在过去的几个世纪里一直在为此在争斗，争斗他们呢是想是说呢，妻子呢根本就不低于丈夫。
And a sense, therefore, that it's so much more important for the Christian to behave this way because the world doesn't behave this way and certainly doesn't want to.
所以这个里面对基督徒来说非常重要的，我们的行为准则要像这样，因为这个世界的准则呢，它不是这样的，而且他们也不想遵守。
So the question is, how much subject should the wife be to the husband?
所以呢，就是现在的问题是呢，那作为妻子要多么的去顺服丈夫呢？
And the answer is verse 24, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands. And then, if you don't believe it, the words are added in everything.
所以答案是在第二十四节里，就像教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。这个世界呢，他不相信这一点，那么说呢，我们要这么去做。
Well, you might be tempted to say, that's pretty extreme.
所以呢，你有时候呢，可能有这样的诱惑要去说呢，这个呢，也太陌生了。
But I want to remind you that the standard of our behavior is always the behavior of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个里面呢，我要跟大家讲的，就是说我们的那个，就是说是行为的标准啊，总是要按照我们主耶稣基督的标准来做。
It isn't just that we believe him in order to get all the good things he gives us. We believe him in order to, by the grace of God, become like him in all that we do.
因为我们相信他呢，不仅仅只是说是我们要从主耶稣基督那里得到他所赐给我们的一切的好事情，同样呢，我们作为那个，我们要去越来越像主耶稣。
So some people, I think, say that's pretty hard. I kind of wish I were a man, not a woman. That's just too hard to be a woman.
有些人说呢，这个呢有点难，我宁愿做男人而不愿意做女人，因为这个对女人来说太难了。
But the Lord goes on, having said that the wife is to be in submission to the husband, so he goes on with instructions to the husband and basically saying that they are in many respects to be almost submission to the wives.
所以这个里面呢，因此呢，主呢，他继续呢，在下面接着讲，他就说呢，从某种方面呢，就是说是很多意义上来说呢，丈夫呢也是要顺服妻子的。
So what does the Lord say to husbands? If he says to wives, you're to be in submission, what then must the husbands do?
所以呢，那么说呢，就是说是对丈夫来说应该怎么样呢？如果主说呢，对妻子说你要顺服你的丈夫，那么你的妻子顺服了丈夫以后，丈夫应该怎么做呢？
And you've got three verses of instructions to the wives. That's 22, 23, and 24. But you got nine verses, 25 down through 33. You've got nine verses of the responsibilities of the husbands to the wives.
但是也有那个九个指令，就是25节到33节，是丈夫应该怎样对待妻子的。
And as I read this, I say to myself, Harold, you don't have a wife, but if you did have a wife, it would be hard for you to live up to these responsibilities that a husband has to his wife.
然后呢，我就读到这里，我就跟自己说，说Howard，你自己没有一个妻子，但是如果你有一个妻子的话呢，你有这么长的一个指示，你应该怎么样去对待你的妻子，这样的一个指令，就是对我来说呢，应该是很难去全部做到的。So
we're going to read these nine verses now. I'm going to suggest that we read them first of all in Mandarin and then in English and just ponder the very great importance that husbands have in their submission to their wives.
这个里面呢，我们首先呢要把这九节经文读一下，读一下。首先呢，我们要中文呢读，中文读在于英文读，英文读在做一些解释。这样呢，在这个过程中呢，我们要去思考一下那个丈夫呢，在那个妻子面前的怎样的去也要顺服。第二十五节说：“你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水蘸着道，把教会洗净，成为圣洁。” 可以给献给自己做荣耀的教会毫无玷污、皱纹等内的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。第二十八节说：“丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子；爱妻子，便是爱自己了。”第二十九节说：“从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是要保养、顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。”第三十节说：“因为我们是他身上的肢体。”第三十节为这个缘故，人要离开父母，以妻子联合，二人成为一体。第三十二节说：“那这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。”第三十三节：“然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样。”妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Verse 25, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.
刚才读的25到30节。
All right, well, those are very, very high standards for women and for men, for wives and for husbands.
所以这个呢是非常非常高的标准，对男人和女人，对丈夫和妻子。Verse
25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it."
第二十五节说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。So
husbands, your responsibility is to give yourself to your wife, just as Christ gave himself to the church.
所以呢，你们作为丈夫呢，就是说呢，你们的职责呢，就是说要为你们的妻子舍己，就像基督为教会舍己一样。
And the reason for that is that if we as men give our lives to our wife, verse 26, we will sanctify and cleanse her by the washing of water by the word.
因为呢，就是说是，这个原因呢，是在第26节这里面讲的，就是说是，如果我们为妻子舍己的话呢，我们就像一样的水，把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己一样。
So, how does the wife grow in maturity? How does she become more and more like Jesus?
所以，一个妻子她怎样呢？就是成长的时候成熟呢？她怎样更越来越像耶稣基督呢？
And the answer is, as the husband gives himself more and more for his wife, so the wife will become more sanctified and cleansed.
你这个呢，就是说是当那个丈夫呢对他的妻子舍己越来越多的时候呢，就像是让他的妻子呢变得就会被洗净，成为圣洁。
Well, the husband might say, it's kind of expensive. It'll be uncomfortable for me to be continually giving myself to and for my wife.
那就是说是丈夫有可能说呢，这个呢可能对我来说花费太大了，我要一直不断的去给我的妻子舍己。
And that is true, but the benefit is going to be that the wife will become more and more like Jesus.
所以这个也是个事实。那么说呢，这样的益处呢，是你的妻子呢，她就会越来越像主耶稣。
That's very interesting. As the husband behaves more like Jesus, so the implication is that the wife will become more like Jesus.
所以这个呢非常有意思的。如果说丈夫呢他越来越像主耶稣基督的话呢，这里也就暗示着妻子也会越来越像基督了。
And I guess the opposite could also be true, couldn't it?
我认为呢反面也是成立的，是不是？
As the husband loves the wife less rather than more, so the wife is less like the Lord Jesus than she should be.
因为如果那个就是说是丈夫本来要多爱妻子，他却爱得越来越少，那么说呢，他的妻子呢就会本来是更像主耶稣，但是却越来越不像了。
Now, verse 27 explains why the husband loves the wife.
这第27节解释呢，就是为什么丈夫要爱妻子。
Verse 27 says that Jesus might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
因为这一点，继续说呢，主耶稣基督可以把教会呢给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的东西。
What could the wife do? Sorry, what could the husband do to have a beautiful wife?
因为丈夫可以做什么，是让他的妻子变得更加漂亮了？
He could treat her the same way Christ treats the church.
他可以对待他就像基督对待教会一样。
Isn't it interesting in the Bible that you find if you do what is right, the blessing will not only be on others, but will come back to you as well?
所以这个里面呢是非常有意思的，在圣经里呢，如果你做正确的事情，那么这样的赐福呢，它不仅仅只会降到其他人身上，同样呢，能够反射回到你自己身上。
How much does the husband love the wife?
所以呢，丈夫呢要多爱妻子呢。
Verse 28, so husbands ought to love their own selves as their own bodies.
第28节说，那丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身体。
Well, most of us have learned how to love our own bodies pretty well.
所以我们大家都知道怎样去爱护我们自己的身体。
I've learned the kind of food that I like to put into my stomach.
我呢就学会了要把怎样的食物呢吃到我的肚子里去。
I've learned to enjoy the games that I like to play. I've learned to sleep and rest the way I like to.
因为学会呢，去玩那些我喜欢玩的那样的一些游戏，我呢也学会了晚上的怎样的一种舒适的方式去睡觉。Now
the godly husband is to love his wife just as much as he loves his own flesh.
所以说丈夫呢，他要去爱妻子呢，就像跟他爱护自己的身体一样。
And that's not just food, but it's everything in life. A husband knows how to love himself, so he should love his wife the same way.
所以这个里面呢，不仅仅只是食物，还有生活里所有的方式。那么说呢，丈夫呢，他知道怎样爱护自己的身体，他要以爱护自己的身体的方式去爱他的妻子。
So verse 21:9 says, No one ever hated his own flesh.
29节说呢，从来没有人恨恶自己的肉体。
The most frequent problem is that we very often over love our flesh. We give far more pleasure to our flesh than we ought to.
因为这个问题呢，是呢，我们通常呢爱我们自己的肉体爱过头了，我们通常呢让我们自己的肉体远得到远远他需要的那样的娱乐。
We're supposed to love our own flesh and love our wives just as verse 29, the Lord loves the church.
现在我们应该呢，就是爱自己的妻子，就像爱身体一样。第29节继续说呢，正像主呢爱教会一样。How
much does the Lord love me?
所以主有多爱我呢？
Just as much as I love my own body.
就像我爱自己的肉体一样。
Well, that's absolutely wonderful.
这个是绝对奇妙的。
I do love my own body.
我爱我自己的身体。
And you love your own body.
你爱你自己的身体。
And Jesus loves each of us more. Hallelujah.
所以主耶稣基督更多的更爱我们。 Hallelujah.
Now the proof for that is in verse 30 and follows. It says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones.
所以这个原因呢，在那个第30节里，就是说，因为我们是他身上的肢体，是他的肉，他的骨。
How do I know Jesus loves me as much as I love my own body?
我怎么样知道呢？主耶稣基督有多爱我呢？就像我自己爱我的身体一样呢？
Well, it's obvious I love my own flesh and love my own bones. And if I had a broken bone, I'd get it fixed pretty fast.
当然呢，我很爱我自己的肉，我也很爱我的骨头。如果我骨折了，我会很快去把它治好。But
the fact is, we as Christians are, verse 30 rather, we are members of his body.
特别的是在30节里，我们作为基督徒呢，我们是基督的肢体。So
how much does Jesus love me?
所以主耶稣基督有多爱我呢？
Well, just as much as I love my right hand.
就像我爱我自己的右手一样。My
right hand is a member of his body, and so he loves me just as much as I love my right hand.
所以我的右手呢，是他的身体的一部分，所以呢，他爱我呢，就像他爱自己的身体，就像我爱我的右手一样。If
there were a bone broken in my right hand, I would get it fixed. If I burned my right hand, I would put a band-aid on it. If I cut my right hand, I would cure it.
所以这个里面，如果呢，就是我的那个右手的那个骨头骨折了，会马上去把它治好。那么说呢，如果说是我的右手烫伤了，我会或者割伤了，我就马上要用一个那个邦迪的胶布把它绑上。And
then the apostle goes on and quotes from the book of Genesis, chapter 2.
然后这个使徒呢，继续往下讲的时候呢，他引用了《创世纪》第2章的。
Verse 31, he says, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
虽然一说为了这个缘故，人要离开父母，与他的妻子联合，二人成为一体。
And that, by the way, is not at all a culturally defined precept.
这个同样的也是不是我们这个文化里面他们想要的。
That is mentioned by God in Genesis chapter 2 before there were any men or women on the earth.
离这个里面是神呢，在那个创世纪的第二章里所提出来的，在这之前呢，甚至在地球上也没有男人，也没有女人。That
was always God's plan for men and women.
这同样呢，也是神的计划，在男人和女人身上的计划。And
the logic is the two become one flesh. That's why the husband loves the wife as his own flesh. Because when they're married, the two have become, by God, one flesh.
这里面呢，就是二人呢要成为一体。成为一体呢，就是为什么呢？丈夫要相爱妻子，像爱自己的身体一样。因为他们联合在一起以后呢，他们成为了一体。
And so you and I try to figure all that out, and we don't do a very good job because it is a great mystery.
你我呢，就说是把这个想出来，但是想了一下呢，我们通常呢在这方面都做得不好不够，因为这是一个极大的奥秘。The
world says you don't need to do things like that.
这个世界告诉你呢，你不用这么去做。Vancouver
says we don't need to worship God on Sunday morning. We're going to have a pride parade.
你的温哥华说呢，我们在星期天的上午呢，不用去敬拜神，我们要有一个同性恋的大游行。And
so they say, don't go to church on Sunday morning. We've got something better for you to do. Let's rejoice in the fact that we don't believe in husbands and wives anymore. We don't believe in one flesh. We don't want any of that stuff.
因为他们说呢，你们星期天呢不要去教会，那就是我们有更重要的事情要告诉你们，让我们的证明呢，我们不需要一夫一妻制、一男一女这样的婚姻，我们呢就是说呢，甚至说是在不需要男的和女的这样的婚姻。And
so the word of God basically says that we've got to live very different from this wicked world.
现在就是神的那个，就是告诉我们，神的甚至告诉我们，在这一个邪恶的世界里，我们要活出跟他们完全不一样的人生。And
so the conclusion on all this is, number one, verse 33, nevertheless, let each of you in particular so love his own wife as himself.
因为这个里面的在第33节说呢，然而你们个人都当爱自己的妻子，如同爱自己一样。That's
the responsibility of the husband.
这是丈夫的职责。And
the wife is to respect her husband. That's her responsibility.
妻子也当敬重她的丈夫，这就是妻子的职责。Now,
frankly, those who live these verses from 22 down to the end of the chapter, they have happy marriages.
因为这个呢，坦率的说呢，如果那些人呢，他按照第22节到30节、33节这样去活着呢，他们就会有幸福的婚姻。Not
marriages without problems, but happy marriages.
并不是说是没有任何问题的婚姻，而是幸福的婚姻。
All right, so that's the first role in the family.
这个呢，就是在家庭里的第一个角色。The
second responsibility now is parents and children.
所以第二个职责呢，就是说是父母和孩子之间的。So
verses 1, 2, and 3 say, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth.
这个里面的以弗所书第六章的1到3节，第一节说呢，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Why are parents, sorry, why are children to honor their father and mother?
为什么孩子们要孝敬父母呢？
And verse 3 says that it may be well with them.
这个第三节说呢，这样使你的在地上，使你得福，在地上长寿。
You want to have a good and happy life, children?
那你想让你的孩子们，你们想要一个就是幸福的高兴的人生吗？
Honor your father and mother.
就是在孝敬你的父母。
Actually, that's pretty easy.
坦率地说，这是很容易做的。
And the results are wonderful. You want to have a life that's a good life? Honor your father and your mother.
你这个呢，其实是应许是非常的奇妙的。你如果想要一个奇妙的人生，那么你就孝敬父母。
Some people say, I would like to live a long time.
有的人说呢，我想活得久一点。
And so the media is full of logic, arguments, and advertising as to how to live long.
因为这个里面的我们的那个媒体那里面就充满了这样的逻辑或者这样的一些产品，让你怎样长寿。
They usually say you've got to eat these foods if you want to live long.
他们通常说呢，如果你想长寿，你得吃这样的食物。
They usually say that you've got to do these exercises if you're going to live long.
有他们通常说呢，如果你想长寿的话呢，你要做这些锻炼。
They will tell you that there are some things you shouldn't eat and other things that you shouldn't do in order that you can live long.
他们同样也会说呢，你有些东西呢你不能吃，有些事情你不能做，这样呢你就可以长寿。
The Bible says it's all very simple. If you want to live a long life, you honor your father and your mother.
所以呢，圣经说的非常的简单。那么说呢，如果你想长寿的话呢，你就孝敬你的爸爸妈妈。
And in the process of doing that, you will learn the disciplines. You will learn the wisdom that will benefit you through the rest of your life. Your life will be good and you will live a long time. Marvelous promises.
所以这样的就是逻辑呢是非常清楚的。如果你照着这样去做呢，那么说那你的人生呢就是有福的，并且你可以长寿，这是一个奇妙的这样的应许。
So, what it is you have to do in order to get those blessings?
所以你要做什么才能得到那样的一些福气呢？
Verse 1, you obey your parents in the Lord.
所以第一节说呢，你们也。在主里听从父母。
That doesn't mean to say that you obey all children, obey all parents in everything.
你这个呢，并不是意味着是所有的孩子们在任何事情上都要就是服从父母。
But the children are to obey their parents in the Lord.
但是呢，孩子们要在主里听从父母。
So if a father were to say to a teenager, you come with me and you can help me rob the bank.
所以，如果一个父亲对一个青少年的孩子说呢，你来跟我一起，你帮助我去抢银行。
And the teenager would say, Dad, my job is to obey you, but only to obey you in the Lord. I can't help you rob a bank.
但是那个青少年的孩子说呢，他说呢，父亲呐、我的职责是在主里听从你，我不能去帮你抢银行。
But it isn't just to obey the father and mother, it is to honor the father and mother.
因为他那里不仅仅只是说是要听从父母，同样呢是要孝敬父母。
A little child knows what it is to obey a father and mother.
这一个小孩呢，他知道怎样去那个顺服、服从他的父母。
But it's the responsibility of an adult to honor his father and mother as well.
而那作为成年人的时候呢，那同样呢，就是要孝敬他的父母。
So, great privilege. Honor your father and mother, obey your father and mother, and the great blessings will flow.
一直是一个非常大的这样的一个荣幸，就是说呢，你去在听从你的父母，孝敬你的父母，这样的神的赐福就会流淌在你身上。
And then verse 4 says, And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
第四节说呢，你们做父亲的不要惹孩子们的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So he says, first of all, don't be overbearing, don't provoke your children to rebellion. You encourage them. But don't provoke them. Don't over, antagonize them.
就这个里面，这里讲到的，你做父亲的，那不要做过头了，不要惹孩子生气，不要就是说是这样，就是说是过多的去那样去管教、警戒他们，就是说不要做过头了，不要惹他们生气。
But on the other side, there are the two great responsibilities. Number one, training, and number two, admonishing.
对，但是呢，你有两样的主要的职责。作为父亲说，那第一个呢，你就是要教训；第二个呢，就是要警戒养育。
Number one, training involves, it involves teaching, helping, encouraging.
你第一个呢，就是说是教训，他呢，就是包括教导、帮助、鼓励。
And many parents are pretty good at that.
那就是很多父亲呢，就是说在这方面比较擅长。
But then the apostle Paul goes on and he says, now, not just train them, but you've got to admonish them.
然后那个使徒继续说呢，你们不仅仅是要教训他们，同样呢要警戒。
And admonishing is to tell them they are wrong and to correct them when they are wrong.
你警戒呢，就是说是你要告诉他们是错的，当他们做错的时候要纠正他们。
All over our world today, there is an encouragement for training, but very rarely an encouragement for admonishing.
因为再次呢，我们当今的世界呢，他鼓励去教训教导，但是却不鼓励去警戒。
Our world so often is so wrong that they talk about abolishing the police.
因为我们的就是世界呢，当今的世界做得如此的错，他们甚至呢，确实去警戒那个警察。
Even teachers are reluctant to tell their students of their value of the work that they do, and instead of giving them absolute grades, they don't do that. They're afraid of somehow damaging their ego, maybe whatever it is, I don't know. But our world does not like admonishing.
所以我们的世界，他不喜欢去警戒别人，就像我们的那个学校里的老师，他们通常呢，他们也不会在各个方面呢去警戒那个学生。我不知道到底该怎么说，但是他们呢不想去伤害他的自我或者和他其他的学生之间的关系。我们的世界呢，他不喜欢警戒。
And the father has got to be prepared to say, no, that is wrong. That will not be accepted.
所以呢，父亲呢，他必须准备好要说不，说呢，这个呢是错的，这个是不可接受。
All right, so we've looked at submission in two areas of life. Number one, in the marriage relationship, number two, in the family.
于现在呢，我们呢，得就是读到了两样的这样的，就是说是去顺服。第一个呢，就是说是在婚姻关系里；第二个是在家庭关系里。
But the third front, starting in verse 5 of chapter 6, is the role of servants or, excuse me, servants or employees.
这个里面呢，就说是第三个那个主题呢是在第五节开始的，他讲到的是雇员和雇主之间的关系，或者仆人和主人之间的关系。
And again, Roy, going to ask you to read verses 5 through 9, please.
你现在我要跟大家读一下呢，用中文5到第9节，第五节、第九节，有所说第六章第五节说呢，你们做仆人的要恐惧战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的、自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。第九节说，你们做主人的待仆人也是义理，不要威胁他，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同在，一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
All right, and so in English it reads as follows: Servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you, masters, do the same thing to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him.
他刚才读的是5到9节，以弗所书第六章。
All right, so verse 5 again, servants are to be obedient to those who are their masters according to the flesh.
你再次呢，就是说是第五节的时候呢，你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，专心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一样。
Obedience is the key.
顺服呢是个关键点。
Wives are to obey their husbands.
所以呢，作为妻子呢，要顺服他们的丈夫。
Children are to obey their parents.
孩子们也要顺服他们的丈夫。
Servants are to obey their masters.
所以作为那个仆人呢，要顺服他们的主人。
And you have to do what your boss tells you to do.
你必须呢去做呢你的那个老板告诉你要做的事情。
In my life, there were times when I had a very particular boss, and he was kind of easy to work for.
所以呢，在我的人生里呢，我碰到一些呢比较容易相处的老板，很好相处。
He basically said, I'm not paying you to think, Harold. I'm paying you to do what I tell you to do. So when I tell you to do it, go and do it.
基本上说，那 Harold，我付工资给你，并不是让你去思考，我付工资给你，就是说是让我去做我要你做的事情。所以，当我告诉你去做什么的时候，你去做。
And I used to say, actually, that's pretty easy.
我当时说呢，实际上这个太简单了。
All I have to do is exactly what I was told to do.
因为我所以要做的事情就是去做我被告知要做的东西。
On other occasions, it's not that easy.
在其他的一些情况下呢，就并没有那么容易了。
And so, verse 5 says that servants are to be obedient with fear. And trembling.
所以第五节说呢，做仆人的要惧怕战惊。
The boss says, do this, you'd better do it. You'd better be afraid not to do it.
所以呢，就是老板说你要做什么，你最好去做。如果你不做呢，你最好要感到害怕。
My friend told me the story once that his boss told him to write a letter.
对，我的朋友告诉我一次，说他的老板跟他说要他写一封信。
And so his boss said, This is what I want you to say in the letter. You go and write that letter.
林大哥说，那这就是我想要你在信里所写的，你去照着我的话写。
He knew exactly what the boss wanted, but he didn't altogether agree. And so he wrote a letter that said basically what the boss wanted, but some of the things that he thought should be changed, he changed.
因为他呢，就是说是知道他的父亲，知道他的老板要他写信，讲什么，但是其中呢，有些部分呢，他不同意，所以呢，基本上呢，他写了一封信，写了一封信呢，基本按照他老板的话去写的，但是其中呢，一些他不同意的地方，他更改了。He
told me that after he wrote the letter, the boss called him into his office, and he said to him, "This is not what I asked you to write."
他跟我说呢，就是说他把信写完了，拿到他老板的办公室给老板看。老板看完以后呢，他说这不是我想要你写的那封信。And
then the boss said to him, "Now this is very simple. You write in the letter what I want you to write, or you will get another job. If you're going to work for me, you must do what I told you to do."
然后老板就跟他说呢，如果呢你去写信，写我就是说是恰恰的，你把这封信再写一遍，写正好写恰恰我想要说的，否则的话呢，你就去要需要另外找一份工作呢，因为你为我工作，你去做我要你恰恰做的事情。
And my friend told me that he still had the job because he went back and he did exactly what his boss told him to do.
因为我的朋友呢，告诉我说呢，他还在那里工作，因为呢，他听了以后回去呢，就是一字不差的照着他老板的话写了信。
And it's true. Sometimes, excuse me, sometimes you will do what the boss wants you to do with fear and trembling, but you do it anyway.
因为这是也是个事实，有时候呢，你的去做，照你老板的话去做的时候，你会战战兢兢的。但是不管怎么说呢，你照着做就是了。Now
you're to do it in not just word, you're to do it not just in action, you're to do it in sincerity of heart. I must do this because my boss says I must do it.
你呢，去照着老板的话去做呢，你不仅仅是说是按照不一字不差的照着他说的去做，同样呢，就是说是你要诚心的去做，因为呢，你的老板要你去做这件事情，所以呢，我就去把它做了。But
it becomes relatively easy because you do it as unto Christ.
因为就是说呢，这个呢变成了呢有点容易了，因为你这么去做呢，就像听从基督一般。If
Jesus were to walk into the room and ask you to do something, you would do it without thinking. You just say, "Jesus wants it, I will do it."
就如果主耶稣基督走进这间房间呢，他要你做什么，你可能连想都不想，就是说主耶稣要我做的，我马上就去做了。
And so that's generally the way we do it when we react to our boss. We say, "Boss, if that's what you want, that is what I will do."
所以这个就是总的来说，我们对我们老板呢说的话做出的反应，就是说，如果你的老板要你做什么，你说这是你想要我做的，那么我会去做的。Now,
verse 6 says, there's a problem. Many servants do what they do because they figure the boss is looking, but if he doesn't see it, they don't have to do it.
这个里面呢，就是第六节呢，就出现一个问题。那他们那些人呢，很多人呢做事情呢，都是想做给他们老板看的。但是他们如果觉得老板不在那里，他们就不做。So
that's called eye service. You do it because the boss is looking. Whatever he sees, that's what you want to do. Whether you do it from the heart or not doesn't matter if you're doing it just for eye service.
李正理所讲的是眼前的侍奉，这个你讲的就是说是啊，不管你愿意做还不愿意做，只要你的老板看着，你都会去做，所以这个称之为眼前的侍奉。And
so men pleasers are those who always do things that they think the boss is going to see, But if the boss doesn't see it, they don't worry about it.
他们像讨人喜欢一样，讨人喜欢呢，他们认为呢，如果他们在做事情的时候呢，他们老板能够看见就会喜欢他，如果老板看不见，他就不愿意去做。
But the contrast to that is that we are to act as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
但是反过来讲呢，我们要像基督的仆人，从心里遵循神的旨意。
And why do we do it that way? Because the Lord Jesus can see everything. We do it from the heart because we know that God can read the heart.
因为我们为什么要这么做呢？因为我们知道呢，主耶稣基督呢，他可以看到一切的，但是我们是诚心的去做。为什么呢？是因为我们知道神他能够读我们的心。So
we do things regardless of what may appear to be right. We do what is right because we know God can see, God will see, God does see everything.
所以这个呢，我们做事情呢，不是做那些看起来是对的事情，我们要做正确的事情，因为神呢，他能够看见，他将会看见，因为神呢，他是能够看见一切的神。Now,
verse 7 is delightful in its breadth of application. It says, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to man.
所以呢，第七节呢，就是说是也是一个非常令人欣慰的经文。他就说呢，你要甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。So
you get up in the morning and you say, Lord, what do you want me to do today?
你早晨起来，你跟主说，主啊，您要我今天做什么呢？
And the Lord says, I would like you to go to work for me today.
你主说呢，我要你今天呢，去为我做工。
And so you say, All right, Lord, what do you want me to do?
你说呢？那好吧，主啊，你想要我做什么？
And the Lord says, You go to your job and you work all day today for your boss, just as if I were your boss today.
你主说呢？你去工作，去工作呢？你一天呢都为你的老板工作，你为你的老板工作的态度就像是我是你的老板那样一样去工作。And
so the Christian is continually working, not just for his earthly boss, but he is working for the Lord Jesus himself, the heavenly boss.
基督徒呢，他们呢不断的工作不仅仅呢，就是说是啊，我在地上为他们的老板工作一样，同样呢也是要为天上工作，就像为他们天上的老板，我们的主耶稣基督工作一样。And
then the Lord broadens the standard in verse 8. He says, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord.
然后这里他继续，他就说第八节说，因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是都必按所行得主的赏赐。
It's quite frequent as an employee for us to say there's two ways to do this job.
因为坦率的来说呢，在我们雇员来说呢，我们会说呢，有两种方式去做这个工作。
One is to do it the right way.
第一个要做的是正确的方式。
Or the other is to take a shortcut.
第二个呢，就是抄近路。
If I take a shortcut, it'll be easier for me.
如果我抄近路来说，那对我来说呢，可能比较容易一点。
And it won't be as good, but the boss will never know.
它不一定有那么好，但是呢，老板永远不会知道。
So under those circumstances, what would one do?
现在如果在那种情况下呢，我们应该怎么做呢？
And verse 8 says, he would do what is right in spite of the fact that the boss would never know. He'll do what is right because the Lord will cause him to be rewarded for what he does.
第八节说，因为个人所行的善事，他就会去做善事，就会做好事。为什么呢？因为说呢，因为主必按照我们所行的赏赐我们。Verse
5, knowing this, that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord.
第五节说呢，不管你们要知道呢，就是说是啊，他不管你做什么，都会就是像主那里一样。
So if you do what is right for the boss, though the boss will never receive it, sorry, will never see it, God will see it and he will reward you, though the boss will never reward you.
因为如果你去做正确的事情呢，老板没有看见，没有看见呢，但是这神会看见，神看见呢，他会赏赐你的。就算老板永远不赏赐你的话，
And that delightful principle applies to all employees, slaves as well as free servants.
所以这样的就是原则呢，适合所有的人，不管是为奴的还是自由的。
So that basically says every job you do is just like doing the job for the Lord.
所以这基本上说呢，你做的任何一项工作，就像是为主做是一样的。
If Jesus were the boss, he gives you assignment in the morning and then he comes up and checks on you at 11 o'clock. If that's the case, you do what is right because doesn't matter whether the natural boss sees it, the Lord will see it and he will reward.
比如这个里面呢，就像呢，就是说是你早晨工作一样的。如果早晨老板给你一个工作，那么说呢，他那个11点再来检查的话呢，你就照着正确的事情去做，因为不管什么老板看不看得见，那么主能看见，主看见了以后呢，你照着正确的做呢，他会给你赏赐的。就算你的老板不给你赏赐，你的老板没看见，都是一样。
Well, actually, that's very encouraging.
所以实际上，这个是非常受鼓励的。
So I was told of a particular woman who worked in a particular company.
所以我发现了一个女的呢，在一个特别的公司里工作。
And she concluded, having worked there for a while, that if you worked really diligently in that job, you would never be promoted.
所以呢，他在那个公司工作了一段时间以后呢，他就说呢，如果你在那个公司里也非常勤奋的工作的话呢，你永远得不到提拔。
She noted that if you did a really good job, you would be so valuable to the company there that they would keep you in that low position just because you were doing a good job.
那么就是说呢，如果你呢，就是说这工作做得非常的好，那么说呢，公司呢觉得你非常有价值，那么说呢，因为你非常有价值，他们一直会让你在那个第一的位置上继续为他们工作。
And she said the ones who got promoted were the ones who knew what to do, but just didn't always do it. And so they said, well, they know what to do, so we'll let them be the boss. They get to be promoted, but the ones who always do the good job, they won't be promoted.
所以呢，他们对那些就是说是被提拔的那些人来说呢，因为他们知道该怎么去做，知道怎么做正确的事情，但是他们总不就是他们不是总是按照正确的方法去做。那么说那公司就说呢，他知道怎么去做，但是他却不做。所以呢，我们就提拔他，让他呢去监督别人怎么去做。
So what would you do if you had a boss like that? Would you work really hard and never get promoted? Or would you say, no, I'm not going to work that hard. I'll just wait. I'll get promoted and I don't have to work that hard.
因为如果你是在为这样一个老板工作，你会怎么做呢？你就会一直说是勤奋的、努力的工作，从来不会被提拔，而是说是你做，知道怎么做却不去做，等待老板来提拔你呢？
That verse 8 says, you'll be promoted or you will be rewarded. You do what is right, and the Lord will provide you. He will make up what others deprive you of. You do what is right all the time.
第8节呢，就是讲到的呢，就是说是如果你做工作呢，你永远要去做正确的事情，因为不管老板提拔你不提拔你，那看见没看见，主呢他会提拔你，他会赏赐你，所以你一直要做正确的事情。
So that's how to be a good employee.
于是是怎么样去成为一个雇员的？
How do you get to be a good employer? What do you do as an employer?
如果你是雇主，你怎么样呢？去做呢？做一个好的雇主呢？
So verse 9 says, you masters, do the same things to them.
第九节说，你们做主人的，待仆人也是一理。
You treat them fairly, honestly. You do what is right to them, just as you're asking them to do what is right to you.
所以你对他们做正确的事情呢，你好好的待他们，你诚实的待他们，就像你要求他们怎么样待你一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the Lord is in heaven, and he is your boss, and he's looking down at you as boss, and he's saying, you do what is right to your employees, and I will do what is right to you. You don't do what is right to your employees, and I can't do what I should do, what I want to do for you.
在这个里面，因为主呢，他是在天上的，他是天上老板，他能看见你，他就说，那你做雇主呢，你要去正确的对待你的仆人，这就是你的仆人，你作为雇主要正确对待你的雇员，你如果你诚实的对他们，我也能够诚实的对你，如果你不诚实的对待他们，我不能诚实的，我不能像我该对你那样的去对你。
And so it's all very simple. The Lord is in heaven. He is the boss.
所以总是那么简单，主在天上，他是老板。
And he will reward the good servants for being good servants.
他会呢，就对那些呢仆人呢，赐奖赏给他们，因为他们做了好仆人。
And he will reward the good bosses for being good bosses.
那同样呢，也会赏赐那些作为一个好老板的那样的老板。
The Lord is over all.
所以主是掌控一切的。
So you take that whole story from verse submitting to one another in the fear of God.
因为把这一切呢，就是放在里面，要敬畏神，彼此圣徒。
And the overriding theme in all of it is the Lord is watching everyone.
因为呢，把这一切的总在一起呢，就是主在观察每一个人。
The Lord is watching the husbands and the wives in the marriage, and he will reward them according to their obedience to him in that responsibility.
所以主呢，他观察每一个家庭的丈夫和妻子，他们要观察，主要观察他呢，在他作为丈夫和妻子，他是不是按照他的角色，他会按照这个给他们赏赐。
In the family, the Lord is watching the children and the parents, and he basically says, I am the father to the children, and I am the responsible father to the parents, and I will watch all they do, and I will reward all of them.For fulfilling their responsibility in a godly way.
所以呢，主呢在天上呢，他也观察家里的父母和孩子们，就是父母呢怎样呢是做了父母该做的责任，那么孩子们呢怎样是做好他们自己该做的责任。那么说呢，主在天上呢，他会根据父母和孩子他们各自按照自己责任做的事情去赏赐他们。
And he does exactly the same thing to the employers and the employees. In all cases, God is watching, he will judge, and he will reward.
在这个里面呢，就是同样，他也对那个雇主和雇员之间呢，行同样的事情。所以呢，神呢，主呢，他在天上呢，他观察一切，他看到了一切。他会去审判，他会去赏赐那些做正确事的人。
So what then is the logic flow of Ephesians thus far?
所以到目前为止，这个以弗所书的这个逻辑流程是什么样子的呢？
Chapters 1, 2, and 3 is all about what the Lord wants to do inside of you.
因为第一章、第二章、第三章就是说是主呢想要你在你里面所做的一切。
Then chapter 4, how you ought to operate within the assembly. That's the first sphere of operation the most important, how you operate in the assembly.
第四章里，你在那个当地教会，你应该是怎样的去操作，怎样的去运作，这是我们的首要的职责。我们在教会，当地教会应该怎么样？
And then the next level is in chapter 4, first part of chapter 5, all of that is our conversation, how we talk, what we say, how we communicate with people, what our theme of conversation is. It's not just our membership in the assembly now, it's our conversation of life. How do we use our tongue?
所以下一步呢，就是说是在以弗所书下半第四章下半部分和第五章的前半部分讲的呢，我们所有的谈话，我们所说的事情，我们怎样要去做，在教会里我们怎样的谈话是怎么样的，我们怎么样要去控制我们的舌头。And
then chapter 5 at the end and chapter 6 as we went over tonight, the theme is how we live in submission one to another, not being proud, not asserting ourselves, but we live humbly in submission one to another, serving them as we would serve the Lord.
这个里面的第五章的上半部分，就是我们今天所学到的，就是说是我们自己怎样的要去彼此的顺服。我们呢，在彼此的交往过程，我们不要骄傲，要彼此的顺服。我们顺服彼此，就像我们顺服主一样。Well,
that's our story for tonight. That's the end of that particular theme. We'll pick up in verse number 10 next week, Lord willing.
今天我们的故事讲到这里，这个特别的主题呢，也是在这里终结了。所以呢，我们呢，就是要下个星期再来开始学习另外一个主题，就是第十节，主若许可的话。Again,
thank you all for being with us this evening. May the Lord bless us and encourage us all.
所以再次呢，感谢呢大家今天加入我们，愿主呢就是赐福给我们，鼓励我们。Let's
just close in a word of prayer.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。Lord,
we thank you that you care about our personal relationships in the key relationships of life.
女主啊，我们感谢您的关心，我们的个人的，就是说是关系，也就是特别的是关键的是在人生里的关系。Lord,
our prayer is that you will bless us in our married lives, in our family lives, and in our employment lives.
女主啊，求您呢，就是说我们的祷告是求您呢，在我们的婚姻生活中，在我们的家庭生活中，在我们的工作环境中赐福我们。
Lord, help us to learn these lessons of humility and to submit ourselves one to another, that the blessing of God might be upon us.
主啊，就是帮求您的帮助，我们去学到这样的，就是说是以那个谦卑，在我们生活中呢，彼此的顺服，这样的神的赐福呢，就会降临在我们身上。And
so we give thanks now. We pray that you will bless us. We pray that you will help us over the night and into the day. We pray that your blessing will be upon us tomorrow as we seek to serve you in the assembly.
主啊，我们就祷告呢，求您那个赐福给我们，赐福给我们，就是说您赐福我们，就是说我们从今天呢，一直到晚上，走我们所有的日中，一直到明天早上，我们在教会里去服侍的时候呢，我们愿您的赐福呢降临在我们所有人身上。
And we give thanks now in all things and for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在所有的时间中，也为了所有的事情呢，向您献上感恩。这都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.